drawing back the curtains on what some women experience every day.
Et après, je vais leur toucher les jambes.
Titled Masculine Poetry, this art project aims to explain to men what it is like for women to be subjected to sexual harassment. This husband and wife, and two of the artists behind the exhibition, say it's inspired by experiences their daughter had growing up in the south of France.
Donc nous, on a fait ce projet pour les hommes.
We made this project for men, and we realized that it had an enormous impact on women too. For men, there's a realization. For women, they feel they're allowed to talk. I think what would be interesting would be to have teenagers go through it as well, because it's at that age they learn this behavior. It would enable them to understand. And afterwards, we need debates between men and women so that the world changes, so that there is a change of behavior.
Visitors are led through a darkened tunnel, lined with sounds and images of leering men.
It was hell. But also there are no surprises. It feels like what we're used to, and I think it's interesting to put that in an exhibition. I think it's interesting to see what men think about it too.
Set to open next month, the project will have psychological experts on hand to accompany viewers. But before it's launched, there's been interest from politicians and human rights campaigners who have come to this preview in a hangar in Brussels. Local authorities across Belgium have expressed their interest in a version of the show going on tour. Priscilla is a police officer who works with victims of domestic abuse, and she says it will help.
My first reaction is that there are very few victims who dare to file a complaint. As a policewoman, I am putting myself in the role of my colleagues out on patrol, in police vehicles or on the street. I don't think for us it's possible to witness this sort of thing as obviously, to catch people in the act, have evidence of this sort of phenomenon. So I think there is a lot of work to be done, and it begins with building awareness.
Those behind this project say they hope it will encourage a greater awareness of how harassment affects women, and that those who suffer it could be anyone's partner. Mother, daughter, sister, or friend. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.